You're listening to The Electric Hour on WMFO in Medford. You're listening to The Electric Hour on WMFO in Medford.
There are those who spend the night under bridges, over by the river, down in the park through the winter. But there's a house that I know, safe and warm, and no one ever goes there, down where the priests bless the wine.
She's been calling to the wrong time. She keeps nonsense on her mind.
funnels blue
Good morning. You're listening to The Electric Hour, WMFO's longest-running improv ballet. My name is John C. Merfeld. I am tragically not yet joined by Brennan Corriston this morning. He is en route, I am told, by a little bird. You just heard Amy Mann with Ghost World. Preceding that was, of course, Chumbawamba with The Big Issue. You're going to be hearing a lot of Chumbawamba this hour. The main reason you heard the Amy Mann was because I recently realized that maybe I don't like Amy Mann as much as I thought I did, but that song is still really good, so that might be the last Amy Mann you hear on the show for a while, even though, as a lot of people know, she's become a staple. Sometimes you read a scathing review of something you like, and you're like, wow, that's all really true, though, and it just breaks your tiny little baby heart, so... Okay, and
I'm late. It's Brennan. Oh, I heard that about the Electric Hour, the scathing review thing.
Oh yeah. Hey Brennan, you're here now.
Hey, I'm here now.
Yep. What do you know?
I'm late.
I don't know if you heard, but I just played Amy Mann's funeral song.
Is it literally about a funeral, or
it's about graduating from high school, so I guess it's
this is sort of a graduation for her.
Yeah, yeah.
On to other shows.
I mean, hopefully. I hope no one else read that review.
Man, or heard about it just now.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Well, let's see how many people that
I
might
say statistically,
include.
People are way more likely to have done neither of those things.
I don't know, it's a pretty prominent reviewer, I'd say.
I mean, as big as the show?
Brennan, the only things that are smaller than the show are, like, only theoretically postulated that they exist by physicists,
right.
You know what I mean?
Like rainy day lemonade sale type of
right.
things.
Yeah, oh, hey, we're actually up to 8 listeners, so
wow.
Take that, charm
lemonade
quarks.
Industry.
Right. We took that in 2 pretty different directions there.
What did you take down? I didn't hear you.
Charm quarks.
Oh, yeah.
We know they exist. I'm just messing.
No, I know, like, of course.
Quantum foam, right? That's theoretical.
I do not know what that is.
Oh, okay. We have an in-house physicist here with us this morning.
Bit of a rocky start.
Yeah. Well, she's currently 0-for-1 on knowing any physics information, but that's okay.
I knew about charm quarks.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more than I can say. Hey. I know what a charm is, and I know vaguely what a quark is, but
what's
I don't
quark,
know
Brent?
The combination. It's like a theoretical state.
Nope.
It's like a direction.
Nope.
That a thing. Quantum.
Oh, boy. You
what
have a
is
long
it?
Way to go before you
what
earn that physics
it?
Degree, Brennan.
Well, that's why I'm not going to
a direction.
Degree.
You mean like up, down, quark? Oh, well, I can see why you think that, because there's up quarks and down quarks.
Right, so I'm right.
But those are just names, really.
Okay, well, explain it to me. The listeners want to know.
Julia, you want to take this one?
They are particles that make up protons and neutrons and other subatomic particles.
Okay. Yeah.
1/3 or -2/3 charge.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
They're the
just
really.
No, I actually had heard of it, and that's why I knew the up and down thing. But,
right. Yeah, there's up, down, charm, strange, top, and bottom. Which I don't know why after up and down they decided to also go with top and bottom, but.
Those all sound like weird sex things.
Well, Brennan, what could be sexier than tiny little balls sitting in a proton?
Not a lot.
Anyway, yeah, we're joined by Julia Rowe this morning. Julia, this is your first time on the show, and
welcome,
I believe,
to the show.
On the radio at all.
Yep.
Wow. How does it feel to have your sound waves converted into electrical signals, then broadcast out via radio waves, huh? Julia's a physics major, just like me.
No, we got it.
She's super smart. Has it occurred to you that you're kind of the queen bee of the physics people? Because you have social skills and are also good at physics.
Yeah, it's funny. We were talking about if we had prom kings and
queens. You might want to get a little closer to the mic.
We had prom kings and queens of physics. Who would that be? Uh-huh. And I won prom queen.
Yeah,
the
I think
physics
awesome.
Department.
I think that's pretty undoubted, undisputed, that you're definitely prom queen. And I think you're just objectively, like, head honcho.
There you go, man.
Because the other people who are really good at physics are like, you know.
Our guests for today, come on in.
Oh, no. Oh, my face is covered in egg.
Oh, my gosh. Is that sunny side up? Why would you do that?
Yeah, I don't know. When you're embarrassed, you can't make it right.
Yeah, that makes sense. But that's very cool. I am definitely the least smart person in this room, which is kind of a weird feeling to have.
No, you're just the...
No, I am.
Okay. yeah, Julia's also a comp sci major, so...
Oh my gosh.
She takes the cake.
Wow.
And eats it too.
That's the double major.
Yeah.
You double major, you get cake.
You get to eat and keep the cake. Yeah.
But yeah, Julia, you're a senior, you're in your twilight hours, some would say.
Much like Amy Mann just
was. Really clinging to life here at this university. And I just thought I'd bring you in to share some much-needed perspective to this show.
Okay. Don't know how much perspective I have.
That's okay.
That's what Amy Mann said. Dude, I'm pretty cut up about this Amy Mann thing. I gotta say, I thought she was a staple. I thought she was here to stay.
Dude, sometimes you gotta rip out your staples and restaple the thing.
Yeah, or paper clips.
Yeah, right. Why you gotta be so violent about it?
Well, she was a staple. That's the whole point.
Well, I guess I'm...
The new pornographers, staple. They Might Be Giants, staple. Wilco, paperclip.
Yeah.
On this show?
Yeah, no, that's true. Well, I'm sorry, but... You know, maybe Chumbawamba will be a new paperclip. I don't know.
Oh, man. It seems like...
Bro, you didn't even hear the first Chumbawamba song.
I didn't need to.
I'm probably... Well, all right. Well, I'm going to play another one and you're going to...
I've made it this far.
You see why it's so cool. Just so the listeners know, Chumbawamba is the band that song Tub Thumping is by. And for everyone who doesn't know that it's called Tub Thumping, that's the song that's like, I get knocked down, but I get up again. You know, that's that song.
Tom Weaver, FCC, come on in. Anyway, that's true.
Right.
And then the chorus is just him making different drinks.
I think that I would argue that's the verse.
I mean the verse. I'm sorry. Yeah, it is the verse. Yeah.
He's not.
Brennan makes a whiskey drink. He makes a vodka drink.
He's telling a story about a guy who drinks those drinks.
He drinks the drinks to remember the good times.
He sings the songs that remind him of the good times.
Oh, that's what
Brennan,
it is.
If you're not even
dude,
listening,
dude, I'm barely a Chumbawamba fan.
Ugh. Julia, do you have an opinion on Chumbawamba?
I mean, who isn't a Chumbawamba fan?
Bingo. Thank you.
That's why I said I'm barely a Chumbo. I am, but not a lot. Not as much as, say, a John type.
Well, yeah. Whatever. You know what? I'm going to play another one right now. You're all going to love it, okay?
Chumbawamba has had more airtime than me so far this hour.
Okay.
By, like, a not insignificant margin.
Whatever. You were late.
I know. Chumbawamba was on time.
Let's see. Do you want to hear the one about a boat? Or the one...
Do you have the one about tubs?
No. Do you want to hear the one about a boat or the one about a union?
What kind of union?
I think a labor union.
Oh, that sounds good.
Okay. Cool. I will cue that up. Brennan and Julia, you can just make nice while I do this.
So what's your favorite Chumbawamba song?
The one about a boat.
Yeah. So. Sorry about that.
Darn.
That. Oof.
Whatever. I'll probably play that one later anyway. Okay, here we go with some Chumbawamba. We'll be back with John C. Murfield, Brennan Carson, and Julia Rowe. Bye!
Boy,
You're listening to our Comedy the Electric. Keep on trolling. Yes, I'm...
Here we go.
Yeah.
Season four.
Yep, that's our phrase. Do we have another phrase for this season? I can't remember.
I think we might have.
I feel like we did.
Was it we've been on three seasons longer than Freaks and Geeks?
Wait, what? I thought Freaks and Geeks had 11 seasons.
No, it was one season.
And then it was canceled?
And it was canceled.
Too many freaks, not enough geeks?
Exactly. Oh. That's what all the reviews said. They said, we want geeks. Good. And Judd Apatow said, sorry, man.
Well, good, because this morning our show has two of each, so we're good. I count as both, I feel like.
Yeah, that seems fair.
Obviously, wait. You're a freak.
I'm a freak? I definitely think
compared
I'm a geek.
To me and Julia, I feel like you're more freak than geek. I'm certainly a freak, and also a geek. We're all freaky geeks.
Maybe that's what the show is all about.
Wow.
They got to really tighten up that message.
That's anyway,
why I got canceled.
We're also, you've been hearing some Jumbawumba all morning, of course. It's a big treat.
If I had a nickel.
And we're joined by the Julia Rowe. In order to learn a little more about her and the lessons she has learned.
Oh, man. Are we going to do it?
Throughout her travels.
We opening up this segment?
We are going to open up a brand new seg called Good Cop, John Cop. All right.
Nice theme.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Brennan.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Well, I'm certainly not the John Cop, so let me begin.
Yeah, you're the good cop.
So, Julia?
Yes.
You're nearing the end of your Tufts career.
Yep.
Looking back, what's your deepest regret?
No, do it.
We'll save it for John Cop.
Yeah, that's more John Cop question.
Looking back, how are you feeling? Are you excited? Are you a little bit sad to be leaving? Looking back, looking forward, where's your brain at?
Where are you looking?
Is this time for a game of where are you looking?
I think we need to cut. We need to break for a super quick segment.
Sorry, it's just a procedure for the FCC that we need to do this.
Where are you looking?
Looking.
All right, Julia. Let me just start off by saying thank you for joining us on Where You Looking.
Of course.
It's, you know, it's not often that we even have other guests here for this game. So it really means a lot.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on.
And now, Brennan, I think we were going to just go ahead and do it.
Should we do it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know the game. You know how it works. Julia?
Where are you looking?
I'm feeling very confused right now.
Do we need to enter into a segment of explaining where you looking?
Oh, we can open that up.
All right. It's time for another round of explaining where you looking. All right.
It's a simple game. The way it works is we bring on a guest sometimes. Usually it's just the two of us. But today we'll bring on a guest and the co-host will say together, where are you looking? And then the guest will say in response, you know, with their mindset, where they're looking, basically, to put it simply. Looking ahead, looking back, what are you seeing in that direction? And that's kind of the gist of it. John, do you have anything to add?
Not really. I guess would say that, just for the record, no other guest has struggled with the game or its mechanics as much as you have.
To be fair, no other guest has ever played. But
well,
that doesn't change.
Question.
That does not change the facts.
Yeah. All right.
Are we done with explaining where you're looking?
I
feel good.
So
I feel like we can wrap that stuff up.
Hold on. I need to. Okay. Great. So now. Okay. Great. Here we go. So that's the end of
explaining where you're looking. Oh man, tight segment.
Okay, welcome back to
we're back in where you're looking.
Where you're looking, and Julia, you ready to try this again?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Where you looking?
So first of all, I'd just like to say it's always been a real dream of mine to be on explaining where you're looking. So I'm really glad to have accomplished that achievement. In
glad
my
we
life.
Could have you. Glad yeah. we could have you.
Yeah.
That was a real dream of mine.
Audience favorite segment.
Oh yeah.
Girl. Yeah.
Oh, we've been doing the show for 25 years.
Yeah. You were a very little girl when we started.
Yeah, you know, it's been a huge dream ever since, you know, I was very young. You know, looking to the future, trying to get a job, trying to, you know, figure out what I want to do with my life. Kind of thought at the beginning of this year that I would hopefully know where I wanted to live or what I wanted to do at this point, and I still don't, so I'm panicking a little, but that's fine.
That's okay. Hey, you know what I like to say? Life is what happens while you're busy making other plans. Unattributed.
Hold on, sorry. I need to go jump off the roof now.
No, come back!
All right.
No, that's I'm going to attribute that to John Lennon. That's his line.
Oh, all right. Okay, well...
That's a good place. Can I ask a follow-up, or should we get out of this thing?
Do you have another question about where she's looking?
I mean, in terms of where you're looking to live...
Brennan, is that totally different game?
I'm sorry.
I mean, do you want to open that up?
We could.
All right. Hold on. Just got to queue up this round.
Just as a quick explainer, where you're looking is kind of a general, it's kind of an aperitif, if you will. We like to open up the palate with a nice question of where you're looking, get into some more specific appies and entrees kind of as we go.
Must you say appies?
Yeah, I don't have time to say appetizers, John.
Ugh, sounds like it's... Ugh, all right. Anyway.
Unless I can say appetizers. I can definitely say
that. I like that one a lot. Okay, are you ready to open it up to... where
are you looking
to live? Oh, no. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Internet connection.
Oh, no.
For some reason, like, Spotify is not playing Wilco songs.
Really?
Yeah. I've noticed the past two Wilco songs I've tried to play on the show.
What album is this? Because you're not going to say the song, so it's allowed.
Yankee Hotel Foxtrot.
Oh, weird.
My favorite album.
Yeah, me too.
By then.
That's surprising.
All right. I will just play a different one. Okay. Julia? Let's...
We're going to open this thing up.
Oh, yeah. We got to open it up. Yeah. Let's open up in a quick round of
Where You Looking to Live?
All right. Now, Julia, I'm assuming we don't need to get into a round of explaining where you're looking to live. You know how this game works.
Yeah, I think I got it.
Okay,
do you
feel
like you've had enough time to prepare?
Give me a sec. Okay.
Okay, great. Brennan? Let's do our
we know the question.
Duty. Yeah, I know the question.
I know the question.
She knows the answer.
Let's do it.
Julia,
where are you looking to live?
Boston.
Cool.
Hey, you made it. All right, let's get out of this.
We're done with this thing. Where are you looking to live?
Okay, and now we can finally get back to original.
You down for a little good cop, John cop?
I think it's time for a little good cop, John cop. Oop. Oh, can I just mention really quick that I literally had a dream last night about the electric hour.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we got a caller.
Oh no.
That was the dream.
Was it your dad?
Nope.
How deep was the stream?
Apparently not that deep, or I would have talked to my dad.
That would have been cool.
Yeah, anyway, Julia.
Is he listening?
Probably not.
Yeah.
It's pretty loose. This is a pretty loose program so far.
True.
Julia, what is your biggest regret? Turning to John Cop. Or alternatively, what do you wish you had eaten?
Today or in general?
Anything that you didn't eat that you now wish you had.
Oh, wait. I mean, if you're going to ask that, we have to open up. What do you wish?
Oh, gosh. All right. Hold on.
Julia, I'm so sorry. It's procedure. It's just the way the show works.
Yeah,
we're required to do this. It's not up to us. If it were, we wouldn't. But, God knows this is an incredible amount of time that we've been wasting with theme songs and names for segments.
But it's like, Julia, I mean, you've heard these segments since you were a little girl.
Yep.
You know?
That's just how it works. We're beholden to the fans.
Yep. All right, here we go. Time to open up a quick round of
What Do You Wish? Ooh, nice. Is that Phoenix?
It is Phoenix.
Hey.
Very good. Some old Phoenix.
Nice.
All right, Julia, what do you wish?
That I ate?
No, that's...
I mean, sure. But this is more general.
I mean, it is supposed to be within what do you wish you had eaten for this round at least.
I guess so. I guess that's how we got here.
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah. What do you wish you had eaten that you did not eat? This is not a theoretical, like, oh, I wish when I was 10, I had eaten 60 pounds of ice cream. There had to have been a time when you could have done that, but didn't. You know what I mean?
Like at a Costco.
Yeah. Right.
I missed out on some free pizza once.
Explain.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Well, the Society of Physics students has free pizza every Wednesday for lunch.
Don't tell everybody. Where would that be?
Okay.
Is that open block?
Yes? Brennan, it's kind of like how you can't say the band and the song name.
I see.
It's kind of like the uncertainty principle, yeah. Actually. You can know there's
Nerd
free
alert.
Pizza, but not where it is. Or you can know where it is, but not what it is.
I know.
Not that it's free pizza.
All right. Okay. We're going to talk about this later.
So you missed an SPS meeting? And
yeah.
Was this recent?
No.
Oh, right. So you haven't missed one since?
No, I have.
Wow. Sounds like you missed out on a lot
but
of free pizza.
So it was the earlier pizza that was the issue.
Yeah, because...
Yeah.
It was at a junior year when I didn't have a meal plan.
Oh.
So, I had to pay for food.
Right.
So that was kind of rough.
Unless it's free.
Unless it's free
pizza.
Which
would have been cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
Whenever people ask me to get lunch Wednesdays at noon, I'm just like, no way, Jorge. Not unless you're a physics major.
Yeah. You're really not nice to Jorge.
No, Jorge bugs me. It's like, bro, I'm trying to sleep.
Is it because he doesn't study physics? Is that why?
Well, no, he's always yoinking into my bedroom, asking me questions.
What a bad phrase.
Well, you know, he just kind of yoinks in.
When does he yoink back out?
Bro, that's the problem.
Oh, no.
That's entirely Jorge's problem.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, I think we're done here. I think we're done with what are you wishing? What are you wishing?
John, this is a classic.
Yeah, sorry.
Are you referring to what are you wishing you were fishing?
Oh, yeah, but I don't think Julio is interested in playing that game.
All right, that's fair. It's not ESPN in the afternoon on an off day.
Right. Okay, anyway, back to Good Cop, John Cop. I actually have to run down and get our second guest.
Okay.
So, Brennan?
Oh, so we can bring it back into Good Cop territory?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Going to Good Cop.
Do you want to lower those tunes just a tad so we can get into some real nice conversation?
Yeah, I mean, I think people can. Whatever.
That's perfect.
I have a theory about the playback versus what we hear in the headphones. But
oh, what's your theory? You can talk about it later if you're worried about time. It's up to you.
We're clearly not worried about time here, Brennan.
I mean, look, it's only 9:34. 29.
30.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Bro, since you said that, a lot's changed.
Oh, my God. All right, go get our guest.
Okay, bye. Have
time
fun,
is
you
of
two.
The essence.
Have fun, you two.
Okay, well, here's a classic question. I do think this still falls into Good Cop category. It's kind of a goofy one.
Okay.
What do you wish you hadn't eaten?
Oh. I ate a lot of brownie batter.
Uncooked?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, how else are you going to do it?
I don't cook brownie batter. But you gotta split it in half and only eat half the brownie batter at a time.
Some people even cook some of it if you like.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Who does? No.
So did you had the half or you had the whole?
I've had more than half, and that's...
Oh, no. That's dangerous territory.
Yeah. Never gotten salmonella, though, so...
That's great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Living the dream.
Yeah, I'll say. That's what we do over here at Good Cop. Live those dreams. Well, I would love to hear you talk a little bit about your comedy experience. So I know you've gotten into the comedy scene a bit this year. Where are you coming from? What made you get interested? And what do you think so far?
So far it's been so fun. I've loved it. I've had friends who've been in it for a while now. Luke being one of them. John being one of them. Going to the shows. I thought they were really fun. And my friends really encouraged me to go out and do it. And I think it was always something I kind of wanted to do. But wasn't really... confident enough to do without that push from my friends.
That's so awesome.
Really happy that I finally did it.
Glad to hear
that's
that.
That's how I felt about skydiving.
I get it.
Boing!
Yoink!
Oh, friend, yoink on out of here, please.
That was Jorge. He just left.
Ugh, that dude. How y'all doing? How y'all feeling?
Good. We got a couple of good cup questions.
Good then. Cues. Not cues.
GGCQs.
Nice, nice. Okay, well, I have another person here.
That's true. He's here for all of us.
Oh, right. Well, I escorted him in.
Right, 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 right.
This is very special because this is a one-time WMFO host.
That's right.
Of the radio. Host of the McKenna Luawa Hour. Is that right?
Yeah, close enough.
Luau. How is it pronounced?
The Lalua Makana.
Lalua.
Oh, not that close.
Kenny Lalua.
Lalua, right. All right, well, really? I thought it was Luke McKenna the whole time.
No.
Makana.
Makana.
What type of name is that?
It's Hawaiian.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you Hawaiian?
No, I was born there.
Oh, really?
My parents were living there at the time, so they gave me a Hawaiian name.
Luke.
To remember their trip?
Yeah, Luke.
That's awesome, man. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I never knew that.
No, they were living there for like a few years. It wasn't just like a vacation.
They didn't just travel to have
you. Yeah, they weren't
have
just
a
like,
pregnant vacation. Yeah.
Just, well, I'm pregnant. Let me get on a plane.
Yeah. Wow. I now know two people who were born in Hawaii.
Who else?
Emily's roommate, Asia.
Oh.
There you go.
Nice. Asia Acevedo. Okay. And Luke, you and Julia know each other.
Do you guys know each other?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
and Asia?
No.
Oh.
Right. Yeah.
That's yeah. okay.
Asia's more of like a animal person.
She sounds like a human person to me.
You'd be surprised. But yeah, Luke and Julia, you guys know each other, of course.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, good.
We all know each other.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Oh man. Oh, classic bad
I'm
going
to eat a bunch of mint right now because I didn't have time to brush my teeth.
Wait,
what were you doing this whole time?
You told Julia you were going to be late because you were brushing your teeth.
I got up and someone was in the bathroom, so I couldn't brush my teeth. I had to go to the upstairs bathroom and go to the bathroom. And I came down and they were still in there, so I'm like, I'm just going to go mm-hmm. and eat some mints.
That took you 30 minutes.
I'm eating 4 mints.
You couldn't eat them on the way here?
I was rushing.
You've never had anything in your mouth and been running at the same time?
Not that I can recall.
Plus, I happen to know you don't live very far away, so
no.
The rushing did not pay off.
Yeah.
Julia even slept at not her own house in order to be closer to the station this morning.
Are you serious?
That's dedication. Yeah, wow. Look, she didn't change her clothes from last night.
That is.
We don't have to tell everyone that, bad. John.
What a vagabond. But yeah.
Well, now so I feel less dedicated.
I was late. I was late too. It's okay.
Yeah, seriously. Way to go, J Train.
Thank you.
Well done. Well done.
Yeah.
So, how's everybody doing?
Oh, Lord.
Content. That's what it's all about.
It is all about content.
Need that fresh new content.
Luke, you got any content?
What'd you guys already talk about?
You mostly.
We talked about you. Mm-hmm. Luke McGango.
Well, I only talk about myself, so I guess I'm already exhausted that.
Pretty dried up. We talked about things that Julia wishes she had and hadn't eaten. I don't know if you have any of those.
Like maybe
so
some toothpaste this morning.
I don't know. I eat a lot of things. I don't usually regret it.
Yeah, actually, I feel like I know some funny stories of you eating things for money that we could maybe talk about if you want.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing a video that you made, too, with the milk challenge and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, Luke did a bunch of various challenges all in a row for a video. Do you want to talk about that? I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, so...
Let's make this thing viral.
Let's start freshman year before all that.
Get a little backstory.
Freshman year... People on my floor were like, yo, Luke, you should eat some gross stuff and we'll pay you for it. Like, we'll chip in like a couple bucks. And I was like, all right. So the first thing I did was 3 sticks of butter. Ended up getting like $44 for it because like everyone wanted me to see me do it.
Only 10 days of diarrhea.
What?
Did you eat it all in one span?
I ate the first stick of butter in like a couple bites. And that was like nothing. And then the second stick of butter, by the end of it, I was like, all right, this sucks. And then the third stick of butter, I ate half of it and threw it all up.
Yeah.
But they still paid you?
Yeah.
Was it a salted or unsalted butter?
Ooh, good question.
I think it was salted.
Wow, Julia.
That explains that.
Julia, you're a good cop already.
I accidentally bought unsalted butter.
It's
and it was the worst thing ever. you know, I had to hand salt my butter.
I've been saying to Brennan for weeks that like I wish this were more of like a gross out humor show. So
like a real morning zoo.
Right, so, like, so Luke, so really, so 3 sticks of butter. That was the first one for a prize of
two and a half,
and some vomit for a prize of $44.
That was very worth it. Like, I never made that much money off these again. Everyone else was like, "Wow, he's gonna do it for like no money."
Yeah,
just like make him do it. So that ended up just happening.
Do you have a special savings account where you put all your food contest winnings?
No.
Is it hospital bills?
Yeah.
Okay, what was the next challenge you did?
All right, next one was... let me think. It was probably... Well, we did this thing. We did Veguary, where like a few kids on our floor tried to be vegetarian during February. And
it wouldn't have worked so well with some other months, so that's good.
Yeah, so the... And the anti-prize was if you lost, you had to eat meat, only meat, for a whole day. Like, no seasoning or anything, just straight meat. So I lost on a technicality because I ate cabbage that had beef broth in it, which was totally bogus, dude. That was bogus, man.
That is bogus.
That's crap.
So you had to eat only meat?
Wait, did someone set you up? Did you get stung?
No, like, it tasted delicious, and I was wondering, like, why it was so good. And then someone, like, later told me that
Luke! Enjoying that cabbage?
Yeah. And then someone else lost. Someone else lost because they ate a Starburst and had gelatin in it or something like
What?
It was like...
Wow.
Those are rough ways to lose, dude. But...
Sounds like it was practically vegan brewery.
Oh, no, like, I think it was the last week was vegan.
Oh.
But I missed it because I lost early. But point is, I was on the only meat day. Someone said you can have sour cream as long as you eat a whole tub of it at once.
Oh my god!
So I was starving at that point. So I'm like, I'll do it.
What do you mean you can eat meat?
What?
Could the meat be cooked?
Yeah, but like I ate like two hamburger patties, a slice of ham, and like a chicken breast for lunch, and I was like, I don't want this anymore.
Yeah, okay, that's
sad.
I can see
that's
why
really
like,
sad.
It gets really rough.
Yeah, I guess the hamburger patty without the bun is pretty sad.
And it was like dry and gross.
Oof.
And then, so I ate the sour cream really fast. I was fine, I guess. And then...
And you were compensated no amount.
I think that was $10, actually.
Oh, okay, that's good.
People really wanted to see me do it. And I was like, all right.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know if it was even worth the money.
So our total's at 54 so far by my count.
Yeah. And then last one was I ate a cake mix, like the entirety of the cake ingredients, but separately. So I had to eat like 2 eggs and then a cup of oil. And then I had to like eat the water and powder like... together, kind of.
Oh, Luke.
And I did it in front of a bunch of pre-frosh who were visiting. I don't know if any of them ended up coming here, but that was probably their first impression of Tufts.
Oh. How was that experience for you? It seems like not good.
No, that was bad. That was real bad. That was just bad all around.
And did you get paid some quiche for that?
I think that was like $10.
Oh,
like,
no.
These are just not worth it at this point.
Oh, God.
All right, so...
Luke.
Yeah.
$64.
Rough.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I guess you could get like a... I don't know. Like a gold record for that? I don't know what those cost now. Like a gold Beatles signed record, do you think?
For $64?
Probably. Like a cheap one.
I mean, like if it wasn't signed by the Beatles.
Like a small one,
or
though.
Made of gold.
Like a small one.
Like you mean like an EP? A gold EP,
like a gold
signed
EP
by the Beatles?
Signed the Beatles
that absolutely not. What rare metal are they signing in?
Plutonium.
Everyone's favorite rare metal.
Oh, yeah. Toxic but beautiful.
Just like
Just
those
like
Beatles.
Julia.
The Julia.
Wow, Luke, that sure was gross.
Yeah.
It's a fine introduction to our program, though.
Yeah, I'm glad people got a taste of it. Let's see how many people stuck around for that whole...
And then real quick,
Video. Let's hear about the video.
This is good. Kind of ended.
Wow, Luke, only one person signed off during that whole story.
Wow. How many were listening?
It was one of those pre-fresh.
8, now we're down to 7.
Nice.
The challenge.
Yeah, so... It was the Ice Bucket Challenge summer. And I was like, I want to do it, but I want to add some other stuff to it. So I got a bunch of ice buckets, and I started off, I put the ice bucket on my head, and then I got a gallon of milk and drank half a gallon of milk really quick. And then I got cinnamon and did the cinnamon challenge right after that, which was rough.
And that's where you eat like a spoonful of cinnamon?
Yeah, that's when you eat a spoonful of cinnamon.
A spoonful?
And try to...
It's only a spoonful?
That's like a ton of cinnamon.
Yeah, it's a jar. It's so dry, you can't swallow it.
Oh, true.
You just cough. Right. And it's rough. And then I got a paintball gun that I rented from a paintball gun place.
Oh, God.
I got shot in the chest. Well, actually,
Oh, right, that...
I got shot in the legs.
That classic charity challenge.
I got shot in the...
Let me shoot you with this paintball.
I was wearing just a bathing suit, and I got shot in the thighs.
Oh.
And I had these huge welts. But I was like, I can't just end the challenge on that. I got to get shot in the chest. Like, it's got to like look painful.
There's going to be no welts on the chest, obvious.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, shoot me again. And he shot me in the chest, and it was rough. I had scars for like a year.
Oh, my God.
I had huge welts. That was pretty painful.
That seems tremendously painful.
And then I tried to finish the milk and threw it all up. Kind of regretted it. But...
Oh, even the cinnamon? Oh, man.
Wow, Luke.
That's wild. And you can find it online.
Yeah.
Share it with your friends. Let's let this thing go viral. We want to see Luke on Ellen next week.
If all these stories made you think to yourself, man, I really want to see this guy barf, well, just log on to YouTube and start searching.
Or walk by him. You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just give him
$10. Just be doing one.
Oh, Lord. All right. Julia, have you ever done anything on par with... Have you ever done anything at least or greater... Wait. Have you...
Equal to or greater than...
Stupid value as Luke?
No.
You've done anything... You've never done anything that stupid?
No.
Wow. Can you think of the stupidest thing you have done?
Once I tried to drink Sprite through a straw up my nose, just because, like, to see how, everything's connected in there. That was very painful.
That's a rough liquid to start on.
Yeah.
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 Wait, I'm sorry. Have you done this before?
Why did you try water?
Liquids?
Well, no. Why wouldn't you do water?
Because I had Sprite with me.
Why don't you start with a carbonated... You had Sprite. It was so urgent.
Okay, I was much younger than Luke was when he did all of these stupid things.
Between
putting that out there.
Between having the idea and doing it...
How much time?
You couldn't get any water?
I'm very impulsive. It was a very impulsive decision.
Wow. To see, did you gain any insights on, quote, how it's all connected in there?
Work?
Yeah, it worked. It was really painful.
Mm-hmm.
But the Sprite didn't taste very good.
But it eventually got to your brain like you wanted?
Yep.
Cool. Just like the ancient Egyptians. Wow. Jeepers.
Wow.
McGeepers. That is some hot nonsense.
John, have you done anything on this level?
I'm trying to think. I mean, not food-wise. One time, I was at family dinner and I was drinking some Sunny Delight. And
we like to call it Sunny D for short.
Okay, maybe in your household.
Yeah, I didn't know the D stood for delight.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't always stand for delight.
What else could it stand for? Luke.
Roasted.
I get it. Luke's.
We are really getting more like a morning zoo show. This is really nice.
Wow.
Sunny D.
D.
In the morning.
Yeah, can we change our show name to Sunny D in the morning?
How about Sunny and the D?
Sunny and the D.
Dibs on the D.
Perfect.
Okay, so one time at family dinner.
Family D.
Ugh. My family and I had this running joke about taste buds, because one time we were playing, you know that game, what's it called? It's like hot potato, you pass the thing around, catchphrase.
Yeah.
We were playing catchphrase one time, and my brother was not playing, but he just randomly heard one of the clues while he was walking around in the house, and it was taste buds, and no one could figure it out, and he's just walking around, he's like, taste buds! Just like from the basement.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just like a running joke we had. But I was like, I was like 10, so I thought it was like so funny.
Yeah.
And then I was drinking some Sunny D at the dinner table.
Oh no.
And Andy just turns to me and he goes, "Taste buds." And I lost it. And I was laughing so hard that I started choking, and then I just barfed in the sink. I threw up my whole dinner.
Oh my god.
Because I was choking on this.
With Sunny D.
I was choking on this Sunny D. And then my parents were like, "Okay, no more jokes at the dinner table." While John is eating. Yeah, I used to really not be able to control myself. I was such a laugh bug.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
That must have been kind of traumatic, though.
Yo, big time.
That's pretty rough.
Yeah. So that wasn't really a stupid thing I did by choice, but it reminded
it
me
happened,
of
though.
Times I've barfed, I guess, is a good
yeah.
Oh, I also, last time I had a Shamrock Shake, I threw it up.
Oh, that makes sense.
And the image of all that green vomit made me, like, never want to have one again.
Oh, I had one. I kept it down, and that was, I'm never going to have a Shamrock Shake again.
Yeah, right?
It was not that good.
I mean, I also had the flu, but, like...
Oh, what?
But it's still a bad association.
Still
a
connotation. Yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure.
Brennan, best barf or worst barf?
Best barf. Oof. I really don't know.
Or dumbest food.
I had candy for dinner the last two nights.
Oh. Last two nights.
I haven't gone grocery shopping since I got back.
But you've gone candy shopping.
No, my parents gave me a bunch of candy as like a little Easter thing. And so that's mostly what I also bought Girl Scout cookies the other week. So it's been kind of a combination of like Slim Jims or like some off-brand Slim Jim.
It's kind of weird how you like and you can survive on candy.
Survive like, feels like a strong word.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I definitely don't feel better.
Jeepers,
than I would otherwise. But yeah, probably gonna get to that grocery store pretty soon.
Yeah, I sure would. Oh, speaking of Easter, I just found out that my girlfriend's like favorite treat is not Peeps, but stale Peeps.
Oh man.
To eat?
Yeah, to eat.
I don't know if people actually ate Peeps.
Me
I thought
neither.
They just did Peep Wars.
No, yeah, that's what I thought. But then how much?
You eat anything.
Yeah.
I don't usually like them, but I'll start eating them and I gotta eat them.
Yeah, no, we were at her house and her mom got her some Peeps and she opens the package and then just walks away. And I'm like, "Are you gonna eat those?" She's like, "No, I gotta wait a few days."
Oh, I thought you meant she opened the package and like really dramatic.
No, no, no,
it's like,
no.
"These aren't stale."
Yeah, no, she opened the Peeps package and just like, let it
so funny.
Sit.
My girlfriend really likes Peeps too, actually.
Ugh.
We were at CVS the other week and getting Easter candy in advance. And
Lord,
we
got for a week of dinners.
Of course. I mean, that's where I go to the grocery store. Right. The candy aisle at CVS.
Oh, I do that.
but we got this like reusable, like, what's it called? Like, it's like an iced coffee cup kind of thing full of Peeps. And it's got a nice Peeps logo on the outside. Oh,
they're so nasty.
I don't like them. I don't like them.
They're just like the foam from the foam pits at public gymnasiums. Mm. Or like gymnastic places, you know?
But covered in sugar.
Kind of. Anyway.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. It's also the closest, I mean, like, people eat chicken all the time, but no one ever, it's so far removed from its original form when you see it, like as a chicken nugget or something. You just got a little peep, it's just a little baby bird.
It's not that far removed.
It's pretty, I mean, if you're getting a chicken nugget, it does not look like a chicken.
I think you have to do more
to
the chicken.
I'm confused.
Would
wait.
You want
I'm saying
it to
you
look
have
like
to,
a
no,
chicken?
No, no, I'm saying we don't want our stuff to look like what it is.
I see
what
you
mean.
Oh, okay. You eat a peep, that's just an animal.
But,
that's just a little baby animal.
But you have
but
to
at
do,
least it's not actually an animal.
Yeah, well,
thank goodness.
You don't have to do as much to a chicken to make it a nugget as you have to do to a rabbit to make a peep.
Peeps are not made out of rabbits at all anymore.
Yeah, so you'd have to do quite a bit of freaky alchemy over that rabbit. You know what I'm saying, Doc?
That is true. I know what you're saying.
We got to read a PSA at some point.
Oh,
so, Julia, I'm going to let you handle this. You just pick a thing in here and read it, preferably in a dramatic tone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lord. Yeah, we have to do it for the government.
Yeah. Just like all that Peeps talk.
Yeah.
The government.
The government. Oh, yo, we could open up a segment of government gripes in a sec.
But... Ooh, I would love that.
Okay.
It's Tom Wheeler, is that the name?
Yes.
I said Weaver earlier.
Yeah, you did. I didn't correct you because I was like, not worth
he'll
it,
he'll probably correct himself in 25 minutes.
Yeah, he'll probably just, you know, put a little censor bar in there.
Anyway, yeah. You getting some government gripes ready, Luke?
Yeah, Luke, think of your biggest government gripe. I'll cue up the theme music, and then Julia can read the PSA.
Oh, I'll use Chumbawamba because they have a ton of government gripes.
Oh, yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Are you familiar with Chumbawamba, Luke?
Maybe heard of them. I don't know them, though.
We've been digging through some Chumbawamba classics.
You're about to know them. You guys can talk. You're allowed to talk.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
I just don't know. I feel like Tom Wheeler's mad that I messed his name up.
I mean, probably.
I'm on thin ice over here. Thin ice.
Yeah, that's fair.
So you have a PSA ready to go?
I do.
Oh, man. All right, let's get it popping, and then we'll turn it over to Government Gripes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Should I read the title?
Yes.
Okay. Super PAC. Numbers to think about. PSA.
Nice.
Oh-ho.
As pointed out by Lawrence Lessig, 80% of money so far donated to super political action committees, also known as super PACs, comes from just a total of 196 Americans. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Whoa, those are some numbers to think about.
Those are.
I'm just excited to know what super PAC stands for.
Yeah,
you didn't know?
I didn't know.
I thought it was just like a pack of people, but they were super.
Like a wolf pack?
Yeah.
But with people. With super people.
That can... Yeah.
Yeah. It's not even that big a pack of people. That's the problem, I guess.
Yeah, maybe if it were like... Everybody...
Dude,
then I'd be okay with that super PAC.
That would be called a well-functioning democracy.
No!
With that noise, let's open up a quick round of government gripes.
Okay, I think this will work. You guys may have to bear with me while I find it.
All right, I mean, we only have a minute and 30 seconds left.
All right.
Whoa.
Found it. Great clip, right?
Nice. Great clip.
Yeah. All right. Let's hear your government gripes, everybody. Let's go around and talk about them.
Pretty fast.
Also, no one has a show after us, so I feel like we can go over it.
Oh, true. Okay.
Well, I'm from North Carolina, so...
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Talk about that really cool, interesting idea you had down there. What an unconventional idea.
What a neat innovation from the government.
Yeah, I've typed out a lot of... messages to Pat McCrory that I've just been calling him a human piece of garbage, but
yeah,
haven't sent any to him.
That's your governor?
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
Feels spot on.
So, if you can just articulate your government gripe in the form of my government gripe is...
I think the worst part was he released this statement, and you know, basketball is really big down there, and UNC is in the Final Four.
Oh no.
So,